Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. Reminder, of course, I'm back on, well, I'm actually back on Virgin Radio tomorrow at 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. and then back on Drive Time with Benny on Bank Holiday Monday at 4 till 7. Anyway, we start the podcasty thing with, of course, the title race as Arsenal hosted Bournemouth and, of course, Pep Guardiola's team will play in Wolves.
Jesus cuts back in, plays a reverse ball into Rice, takes it down well, gets it into the box, arrows it into the corner. Declan Rice finishes off Bournemouth. Arsenal forge out in front again. Chest puffed out, pride intact, gauntlet laid down. If you beat us, you beat us. But we're not handing it to you. That is the message. Mikel Arteta refuses to make it easy for his former employer. It's finished here. Arsenal 3, Bournemouth 0.
It was comfortable. I don't think Bournemouth were out of second gear, if I'm being honest with you. It looked like an end of season game for them. Arsenal swamped them in the first half, couldn't score probably. And Bournemouth managed to get some decent blocks in, but it looked like a game as soon as Arsenal scored that I think I said that it probably could go on to be a 4-0 or something, you know what I mean? They had a good go at that. They done what they had to do, Arsenal, and they'll be delighted with the 3 points.
4 points clear at the top of the Premier League. It's over to Manchester City now. Is that the motivation for the group?
Yeah, well, the motivation is here. The opportunity is right there, and we wanted to get it done. And to do that, we have to do our bit and then wait and pray.
It's finished. Manchester City 5, Wolves 1. City cut the gap at the top. A first half hat-trick from Erling Haaland, two from the penalty spot and another from a header. Wolves got one back after half-time through Hwang, but the Norwegian added to his tally. A moment later, as City resumed full control of this game, and it's something they've had from the off, really. Alvarez getting a sweet fifth off the bench. One moment of note, Haaland replaced with 8 minutes to go, and he was not at all happy with Pep Guardiola. He looked furious as he came off, and there was a heated exchange between the two of them too. But the fact is, Manchester City have responded in style to Arsenal's win over Bournemouth earlier. The gap, though, stands at 1 point, with Arsenal's goal difference now superior by 6. City, though, with that crucial game in hand. Full time at the Etihad, Manchester City 5, Wolverhampton Wanderers 1.
Despite the success today for Erling, he didn't look very happy when he came off. I know you said something to him, he didn't look happy on the bench. What was that about?
No, there had a lot of long balls or long to the channels that he already win the position for the opponent. He's been pull, and never fall, and always say it's never fall, and you know, when he's level in the shoulders and certain balls, I can understand, but sometimes had the position. He won the position and he's been pulled, you know, and go down, and sometimes it's not fall. It happened every game a lot of times. And sometimes it was just a little bit frustrated for these actions, but at the same time, so I can guarantee that how happy he is today.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, his reaction to the other games in the Premier League, starting at Bramall Lane.
This is a significant step towards safety for Nuno Espirito Santo and his players. But for Sheffield United, yet another record in a season of unwanted milestones. 100 goals conceded. Sheffield United 1, Nottingham Forest 3.
Obviously, it's something that we need to address in the summer. I think it comes down to... I think there's a few things that it comes down to. I think it comes down to time out on the training ground and working together and getting a settled team. I think we haven't had that all season. I think there's a leadership issue there and a quality issue in terms of, you know, when we're under the pump, what are players like? What's their attitude to disappointment like? What, you know, are they fragile, or do they find the resolve to keep the ball out of the back, basic defending? So, you know, there's certain things that involved in that, which I'm sure that we'll put right.
Burnley 1, Newcastle United 4. It's a result that leaves them 5 points from safety. It's a result that leaves Newcastle in sixth place in the table as they jump above Manchester United.
Coming back into the Premier League, you can't come up and be
defending,
like,
mate.
Sheffield United and Burnley this season have been
100 goals, you know. Sheffield United, 100 goals exactly, 2 games left. That'd be 105.
It's pathetic. I mean, Burnley today just fell up. They just fall apart. I mean, what's going on here? You've got a chance of staying in the Premier League. You see him playing out from the back games.
Honestly,
it's actually embarrassing to watch.
Yeah.
Sitting there thinking, what are you doing?
You're watching Newcastle counter-attack and you're like, they wanted it more. Murphy today was outstanding. He's behind the defender, but just outruns him. More desire to get through. You know, Wilson's on there again trying to score. Isak scoring again, missed the penalty. It could have been 7 or 8-1. Luckily for them, it was 4-1. But I think that's done now. The bottom three will 100% stay the bottom three.
Yeah, I agree. TalkSport Daily.
Game played out, as we say, by two sides who don't have much to play for. And if we're being honest, it felt like that. And Mbeumo with the best chance for Brentford, which was deflected onto the bar. And Jimenez with a glorious chance in the second half for Fulham, blazing it over from close range. Frankly, he should have buried it. But the full-time score at the G-Tech, it's Brentford 0, Fulham 0.
Thomas, you said the front three didn't hit the heights today. That's 10 games without a goal for Ivan Toney. How frustrated is he with that return?
I haven't asked him about it, but I guess he's not overly happy, knowing Ivan. I think part of it was we had the spell where we didn't hit the highest level, and I think even Ivan is one of our best players, not our best player. Everyone need the team to click. So I don't think it's not only down to the one player.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, TalkSport, of course, was at Portman Road for Ipswich's promotion to the Premier League. A great day, of course, for Ipswich, and an awful day for Huddersfield, obviously being relegated to League One.
And there he goes! Ipswich Town are back in the Premier League after a generation away! The Suffolk side have made it! 22 years away from England's top flight, but they secure automatic promotion by beating Huddersfield 2-0 at Portman Road. Joy unconfined here at Portman Road. The blue smoke flares are going off. Players surrounded and mobbed by their adoring fans. And Ipswich Town are back in the big time.
They've been absolutely magnificent all season. What an achievement. Back-to-back promotions. A manager who's been cool and calm all season, but with a team on the pitch that excites, that dominates, swashbuckling style all season, and they've done it. Terrific achievement. Ipswich Town back in the Premier League.
You've kept a really calm exterior whilst everyone's been peppering you with questions, particularly in the past couple of months about automatic promotion. You've kept a fairly level head. Was there a moment where you believed privately that, okay, this could be it?
No, there has been for sure over the last couple of months. As you know, the position that we've put ourselves in, you know, by Christmas we had a record break. Well, us and Leicester both, I think, had a record break in first 20 games of the Championship or so. Yeah. So we knew we put ourselves in an incredible position, but we also knew we couldn't afford to spend too much time thinking about it or dreaming about what would happen next, because it's been so relentless. And you know, we've managed to just stay focused. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but for us it isn't. We just really give everything for every game, prepare with such thoroughness for every game, and give it everything for every game. And I think that's why we've only lost 6 games out of 46 for a newly promoted team. I think that's incredible. Everybody's developed now. We know there's huge depths to go. Every single department and area of the football club is going to have massive strides to be to make to be competitive in the Premier League, but there's been some huge strides made to get to this point.
And let's go to a team who have absolutely done unbelievable this season, an Ipswich Town fan. Let's go to Simon. All right, Si?
Good evening, Simon.
Good afternoon, guys. Well, what a result for us, eh?
I mean, unbelievable.
I came on the show probably about exactly a year ago last week, and I said that we'd possibly push into the top six or in the top four. And everyone laughed at me for that. But look where we are now. We're now in the Premier League. I can't get over it.
How have they done it, mate? How have they done it? Because you've not spent much. You know, the average wage is, I think, £9,000 a week on players. How have they done it? Is it down to the manager or the player stepped up?
It's, you look at the structure we've got at the club. You've got Ashton, who's the man realistically at the top, in between the owners and the management team. He was the one who's like, you know, put this master plan together when Paul Cook got the sack. Said, right, okay, let's get it together. Let's get a team together that we can push on and get Premier League.
You're in the Premier League now, and Kieran McKenna is your man to take you forward. You just got to hope that he goes, you know what, I'll give it and I'll stay another season. Because there is going to be some big clubs coming after him. You know, because this job that he's done is ridiculous.
You're saying that United are already talked, to replace Ten Hag.
I don't know. I think that's a bit early for him. I think United might. That's a big step. It's a big step. I think he's got that in the locker, though.
TalkSport Daily.
And what better way to celebrate than with a poem from Ipswich legend and TalkSport's very own Alan Brazil? Yes, a poem. I'm not sure if he'd had a drink at this point on the breakfast show. Actually, I am sure he had a drink. I mean, he was doing the breakfast show after all.
Broom, broom, broom. The famous Ransom's tractor engine noise. Broom, 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 broom. Here we go, you tractor boys. We've been beaten and down, but now our fields are sowed. Next year, the big boys will be here to our blessed home, Portman Road. A celebration, a party led by Sheeran, our Framlingham pal Ed. Then we'll dream of the Premier League when we crawl into bed. I'll get a tattoo this weekend, but not real ink, just henna. And I'll say, you're a genius, we love you, Kieran McKenna. So broom, 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 get those tractor engines running, because here we go, we're on our way, the Premier League, we're coming.
Oh, get in there, Mel.
TalkSport Daily.
Today with the Championship, and the headlines are, it's Leeds against Norwich and Southampton against West Brom in the playoffs, and sadly Tom Brady's Birmingham are relegated.
And there goes the full-time whistle, a smattering of boos, some applause, but Birmingham are down. Their relegation to League One is confirmed, and the gut punch of reality rings around St Andrews. They battled to preserve their status, they couldn't pull it off though. That escape that they crave, Paik Sung-ho scored what could have been a crucial goal, but other results haven't gone their way, and this turbulent, tense and chaotic season, which has seen new owners, four managers, poor appointments, poor performances, ends in Birmingham City dropping down to the third tier of English football for the first time in 30 years.
Yeah, well, I've been at a club that's been relegated, and I think sometimes the danger is, you know, thinking that maybe Birmingham in League One, it's a given that you're going to get out of it. You know, there's lots of teams that have been trying to get out of that division for a while. I think there's an incredible opportunity to do that. But the work has to start quickly. And that work has to be, you know, exhausting in terms of getting the right balance of players, getting the right mentality within the group, you know, getting that right level of hunger within the group as well, and making sure that everyone's clear on what's required. And you know, that's just my observation with any club that ends up going down and has to try and bounce back up.
TalkSport Daily.
All right, Gabby.
Oh, very right, mate.
How are you?
I just put my Birmingham accent on a bit more today, mate. It's a great day, Jamie.
I couldn't believe, right? I saw the full-time whistle, and within seconds, I see Gabby Agbonlahor come up on my social media with you popping a bottle of champagne. That's bang out of order, that
is. You know what's funny, mate? That makes it worse, because I thought to myself, you know what? Norwich can't really be caught. I don't think Norwich are going to be at it. Birmingham City are going to win today. So I backed them in my bet with Arsenal and Manchester City. Won a lump off it, Jamie. So we went perfect. They won, but still didn't get safe. They still got relegated. So I get paid and they go down. But we're laughing aside and, you know, rivalry aside, I do look at it, Jamie, and I look at, like, you know, could it be the biggest blunder by an owner ever sacking John Eustace? 9th of October, they sacked him. The team was in 6th place in the league. 6th. They'd just beaten West Brom 3-1.
Yeah.
And he was sacked because they'd got into Rooney, they'd spoken to Rooney, and they wanted a big name because they're thinking about sponsorships and, you know, they've looked at other clubs that have done it. But
yeah,
it's backfired on them. Oh. They didn't even give Rooney a transfer window to make any changes.
Well, no, 3 days into the transfer window.
Of course, but 3 days into the transfer window, you sack Wayne Rooney. It's just, I think it was 1995, the last time they were in League One.
Let's go to Steve, though. He is a Birmingham fan. He has phoned us up. All right, Steve.
Good evening, Steve.
Yes, I'm great, thanks very much, in spite of what's happened today.
Oh, Steve, I mean, what a nightmare. What has gone on?
Well, the thing is, it's great to see that Gabby's having such fun at the our demise. But I think when he really looks at it, I mean, as a fan, we don't deserve what's happened today, but our owners, they do deserve it. I mean, they've come into our club spouting off this talk about undefeated and that we're going to be, you know, rising to the Champions League. And ironically, the guy they got rid of has kept Blackburn up today.
Mm.
But to a man, I would say that all of our fans were against the decision to get rid of John Eustace and bring in Wayne Rooney. But, you know, we stuck with it. We went with it 15 games. Yeah.
But I think they're going to be good owners for you. I think they'll put their money where their mouth is.
And I agree.
And, you know, like, you get owners coming to football clubs and ruin football clubs and take the money out of it and it, you know, they fall apart. I don't think that's going to happen to Birmingham.
TalkSport Daily.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Sport Daily.
And we end today's podcasty theme with a feisty Big Ange ahead of Tottenham's game against Liverpool later on today. He, of course, has been snapping at reporters lately. Paul Hawksby has pleaded with Daniel Levy to make Postecoglou a happy man in the summer.
We need change. Change has to happen. You can't sort of want to alter your course, and quite dramatically for this club, because we went down a certain direction, now we're pivoting to a whole different direction, and expect the same people are going to be on that. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, we've had two windows, we've had some development of players for sure, but when I say we've still got a long way to go, that's what I'm talking about. You know, we can't be there yet, because it's impossible to say that you're going to have drastic change and yet expect everybody to be on that journey. And it's not for the want of trying, and it's just that we're going to play a certain way, we're going to train a certain way, we're going to have a certain mindset, and that's not for everyone.
I think people are going to
definitely be patient with him, because I think he is a good manager. We want to give him a decent crack at it. If he gets the support from upstairs, that will be fantastic. The problem is, we've had this same pattern, and Tottenham, from the fans' point of view, playing some of the highest season ticket prices and seat prices in Europe, are always getting jammed tomorrow. It's always the chairman's message saying, this is the year, boys, you know, this time next year we'll be millionaires, we're pumping more money in, all the money we make from Beyonce concerts goes into the club. And you get that same thing that's happening. We hope it doesn't happen with Postecoglou, but we had the same thing with Pochettino and with Mourinho, and indeed with Conte, where you get manager comes in, highly rated, expected to do good things, get supported by the ball to an extent, but not to the hilt, then rails against the fact they're not getting the support to take it on to the next stage, all leave, new manager comes in, and sorry, I'm going to use that phrase, rinse and repeat.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. A reminder, of course, I'll be back on Virgin Radio, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. to 1. And then, of course, a couple of hours off before I sit in the Drive Time studio alongside the sneaker freak Darren Bent for the first Drive Time show of the week from 4. Don't forget, of course, there'll be another one of these Andy Gosden TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.